Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. Today I'm going to tell you that clients have no use for code. So one of the folks in my coaching community shared a common frustration. He said, it's difficult to find a thing to do as a consulting offering that involves writing code and also getting paid for it. Now, as I often tell folks, coding is one of the least valuable things an experienced developer can offer to a client. This usually ticks people off. I understand. You pride yourself on being a good developer, so it feels wrong and unfair. Writing code is something you've been doing for a long time. It's something you pour your heart and soul into. It's an activity from which you derive a genuine sense of mastery. It feels like your superpower. Unfortunately, the world doesn't owe you a high-paying salary for engaging in your favorite activity. So let me illustrate by using an activity that's different from writing code. So maybe something you don't care that much about. So here's that quote again, but changed to something besides code. It's difficult to find a thing to do as a consulting offering that involves drawing calligraphy and also getting paid for it. So dear listener, let me ask. Would you pay $200 an hour for calligraphy? Probably not. Why? Because calligraphy probably has close to zero value to you. The fact that you don't value calligraphy probably seems horribly unfair to a calligrapher who's devoted their life to the practice and has achieved a level of mastery. So now turn this back around to developers. Would a client pay $200 per hour for you to code? Of course not. Why? Because code has close to zero value for clients. Clients have no use for code. You're probably thinking, what? Clients pay me for code all the time. No, not exactly. Clients aren't paying for your code. They aren't even paying for the resulting software that the code comprises. They're paying for the business outcome that they believe the software will achieve. The distinction I'm trying to make here is that there's no intrinsic value in a line of code or a line of calligraphy. The value is in what the client believes the line will do to improve their condition. Sell the outcome of your activity, not the output of your activity. That's it for today. I'm Jonathan Stark, and this is Ditching Hourly. Thanks for listening. The next time somebody asks you for your hourly rate, this is what I'd like you to say. I don't have one. To learn what to say next, visit valuepricingbootcamp.com to sign up for my free email course. Again, that website is valuepricingbootcamp.com.